Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out for a fantastic show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you who are working so hard for your money, and you're now ready for your money to start working harder for you. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity right now, not 30 or 40 years from now, but today, so you can create the life that you love to be with those that you love. And on top of that, you not only want to take care of yourself, but you know that as you become more prosperous and wealthy, you can create a ripple effect in others' lives, not only your families, but also the community around you, and make a much bigger impact with the strengths and the abilities and the gifts and everything that you have as part of your life. And I'm proud to call you Ripplers. I appreciate all you guys that are binge listening on this, and you're sharing this and making this a bigger movement, because through you guys, I can create my own ripple effect of prosperity. And I appreciate that. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's great blogs on there. There's an ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, Seven Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, that you can download for free. And it's got some of the best cash flow tips around, especially if you want right to the point, good stuff that's actually helped my average client free up $34,000 a year. And that's not even including a lot of the money that we've been doing with passive income lately. So check it out. So today I want to kind of build more on what I just talked about here with that ripple effect that you guys are creating, and to become prosperous and to have that life of freedom now. I think back to the parable of the talents in the Bible, right? In the parable of the talents, it talks about there's three servants that work for a master. The master each gives them a sum of money referred to as a talent, right? Now, one person was given five sums of this money, or five talents. Another one was given two, and the other was given one. Now, the one that had five, he went out and he made and exchanged it, and after a period of time, came back with 10 talents. And as a result, the master said, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I basically made you a steward over a few things, and now I'm going to make you a steward over many great things. Welcome to my kingdom." The person that had two came back with two more, had four total, had the same exact reward as the one that had 10. Now, the one that had one, out of fear, was afraid of losing it. And as a result, he buried it. He hid it up, still was able to pay it back. But as he paid it back, the master said, "No, you knew the charge I had. You knew what I required of you. This is not good enough. You didn't make anything with it. You could have taken it to the changers, the money changers, and made more with it. As a result, get out of here. And I'm going to take your one and give it to the guy that made 10. And I bring that up because really we each have a responsibility, even an obligation, to be prosperous. We need to prosper. And if you're somebody who is a great person, even more so. And, and really we talk about stewardship, right? And I noticed that when I had my clients come, this came up a lot, was this mindset, this abundance mindset versus scarcity, a prosperous and a stewardship mindset versus just being a spender or a saver. And as a steward, you have to understand where spenders blow money, savers just hoard money. Stewards actually are willing to use money. They're like savers, but they're willing to use it. They're willing to put that money to use, to create something more, to multiply, to edify, to beautify things, to make things better than how they approached it in the first place. Essentially, you want to make sure you leave this planet better off than when you first came, that you made an imprint, you made an impression on this planet that actually made a difference for people, that ultimately you're able to bless more lives, that you're able to serve more people and actually make a difference in people's lives, not just your own. And of course, that goes beyond your family too. We're not talking about being selfish, just thinking about your family. It goes much beyond that. And as we talk about these stewardship principles, right? When we talk about really being a creator more than just being a consumer, it's funny because a lot of people think of like, well, I can't consume anything. Well, no, that's actually not true, because creators will consume so they can create more. In fact, creators end up consuming some of the most. They end up spending some of the most money of all people, even over spenders. But the difference is that when they use it to create more. And as a result, they actually generate more. They create more productivity. And as a result, they have more resource. So therefore, they can spend more, but it's not like they're broke. Now, on the flip side, consumers, what's interesting about them is that they create so they can consume, right? Their whole goal, their end, is to just consume more stuff. They tend to be more victims. They tend to believe that prosperity is outside of themselves. That's through luck or exploitation that people become prosperous, not through the fact that it's a very formulaic approach to creating more value for people. You see, I understand that we can actually rid the world of poverty if they just understood some of these stewardship principles. For example, just knowing that dollars follow the value you create in the world, that as you seek to create value, not just create value, not just to work and do something that may or may not matter to people, but actually doing something that legitimately solves problems for people, that actually adds some sort of value in their life, that they say, listen, I'm willing to exchange dollars for that because I'd rather have that in my life than these dollars that do nothing ultimately. You know, dollars mean nothing unless your money in general mean nothing unless it actually creates some sort of benefit in your life. So they'll say, hey, listen, I want more of that in my life, that goodness of my life. Therefore, I will pay dollars for it. And that's a beautiful thing. If you could think about if people would actually be better stewards of everything they have, not just money, but your time, your talents, everything that you have, right? If you could turn those things around, all the resources you have, both inside of yourself, that's in your brain or in your heart, and just natural talents, and then turn around and even take your physical resources, right? Whether it be your stuff, your money, or whatever it might be, and using all of these things to make a bigger and better impact in the world, that, my friends, is a ripple effect. That is prosperity. And my definition of prosperity is simply this, is that in as much as you're progressing and improving, you're prospering. In as much as you're not doing those things, as much as you're not trying to grow or progress, you're essentially in damnation. You know, that's kind of your own personal living hell that you've created. You know, if you couldn't progress anymore, that is really what it feels like to be stagnant. You know, that's what it feels like to be damned. And we don't want that. We want you to actually have that prosperity, to have that freedom, that growth, that progression that is true prosperity. And I believe prosperity is an eternal thing. I think as beings, we are eternally meant to progress and grow. We are not meant to be stagnant or to squander away our time or our resources for no good. We are not meant to do that. We are meant to be more. We're meant to do more. And we're meant to actually help more people. We're meant to actually leave a great imprint on this planet. You know, I was just thinking that just last week, Money Ripple celebrated its 7th birthday. And I was thinking about that. Like that was my vision was, all right, how do I create that ripple effect that really impacts people's lives? And I saw one of the comments on a Facebook post when I announced it officially. And it was just a few days ago. And somebody said, yeah, like, that's awesome. You get to bless more lives. And I'm like, yeah, that's my intention. Like, that's the thing I love about it is that I can impact more people. In fact, if I had stayed right where I was, if I hadn't, you know, had that leap of faith, which really was almost a push because when I was with that other company, they finally just said, you know what, let's just end it now. And when that push came, it was like, wow, I am on my own. Good thing I started, you know, at least work on the basic structure of Money Ripples at that point. But it really pushed me on that ledge to say, oh crap, you know, here's that leap of faith. And create something bigger and better. And I can't tell you how awesome it is. And I appreciate that even that old company still is creating some sort of a ripple effect. They're creating some sort of value from some of my old stuff that I used to teach. But I love the fact that, you know, I've been able to bless literally thousands of your lives through that ripple effect. And that to me is prosperity, guys. You know, even if I was just paycheck to paycheck, which I'm not, but if I were, but I had this kind of impact and blessing in your lives, totally be worth it. Because the truth is all this surplus really doesn't mean a whole lot after a while. You kind of realize like, well, a surplus is just surplus. You know, as long as your basic needs are met, it doesn't really matter. But what you can create, the things you can do now, this is the thing, is that you can take care of yourself. That's fine. And yeah, of course, I'm taking care of more people. But when this applies to you, is what can you do with all of the resources you have, with your talents, with your passions, with all those abilities and health and vitality and connections and relationships And taking all of these things and your money and your resources, your physical resources too, taking all of this to use to make a bigger impact in people's lives. And it doesn't mean that they have to serve thousands of people, but it does mean that you might start by serving a few. You know, it could be the neighbor next door, the stranger on the street, whatever it might be, is helping those people also become prosperous. This is why I appreciate you guys sharing the show, because that's the very thing. These are the very principles that help kick me off. And yeah, these things work when you combine them with strategies to create financial freedom. But man, it's so much more than that. Guys, it's so much more than just financial independence. This is creating financial prosperity, abundance. And you got to see things from a place of abundance for this to work. Now, hindrance for you to be able to feel prosperous. One, you might say, hey, I don't come from that kind of lineage, right? You don't come from the bloodlines of anybody who's prosperous. Well, guess what? Join the club. I mean, other than distant relatives that we probably all have that are royalty somewhere, somehow, the truth is that a lot of us came from probably average Americans or average Joes in whatever country you're in. And that's fine. The thing is, you can create your own prosperity. You are not dictated by your circumstance, by your financial or economic, you know, status or socioeconomic status. You're not defined by your race, your religion, your gender. None of these things. These are all things that people try to use to make you a pawn, to make you in bondage. The truth is, you have been born free. You were born prosperous. You just have to live up and remember those rights you have to prosperity, that you are an eternal being, that you actually have something that's of greatness. And hey, for those of you religious, hey, you're a child of God. How much more prosperous and abundant can you be? Let's be honest, right? And even if you're not religious in any way, shape, or form, maybe you don't even believe in God, you know what? Still, you have this amazing energy being that is meant to progress and grow and become something great. Why not leverage that? Why not use it to the best of your ability to create the ultimate joy and happiness in your life? And that's what I mean by, like, you have to be prosperous. Now, you might also think too, you might say, well, who am I, right? Or you might even think, hey, I don't know if I deserve prosperity. Or you know what? I don't even know the first thing about prosperity. Doesn't matter, guys. Like, this is why we're learning. We're growing together. You know, I can assure you, I have not mastered everything or even close. There's so many more levels to take this. But I can promise you that as you start to really look at this from a place of abundance, like really say, hey, I'm not the victim here. I'm actually the hero of the story, that I actually am a believer in self-interest, not selfishness and not selflessness. I'll tell you that selfishness and selflessness are both scarcity, but opposite sides of the coin. But the true abundant path, just like with stewardship, which is on the middle between spender and saver, the true abundant path here is actually self-interest, or enlightened self-interest, if you like to call it that, where you realize if you want to get what you want, you have to help others do the same. But if you could just realize how easy it is to create prosperity just by serving other people and solving problems and focusing not on yourself, but focusing more on how you can serve others, and also you can be prosperous with them, that we can all prosper together. This is not a zero-sum game. This is not a game where there always has to be a winner and a loser. The truth is that prosperity is available to all equally, equally. This is the one thing you're born with. When they said that, you know, in the U.S. Constitution, that all men were created equal, and that includes women too, right? This is means everyone was created equally. We were all given that fair chance for prosperity. They found that out because they knew when they studied the ancient Greeks, they studied the Roman Empire, they studied ancient Israel and all these other societies that were prosperous. That was the one thing they came to, is like, oh, as humans, we're actually all equal. We're actually all created equally. It's just a matter of how do we use that stewardship to create greater prosperity. And that freedom prosperity is not something that's given to you by governments. There's no war on poverty that will work to help people become prosperous. That will not do it. The best thing you can do is educate yourself and master and practice the principles of prosperity in the ways that you become self-reliant, not dependent and not fully independent, but self-reliant in the way that you become interdependent with other people, that you all work together for a same cause. We're all in this together. We're all here to try to prosper and grow together. We're not here to look at things as having value, but people. People are the real value. In fact, there's no value without people. People are the only thing that create any kind of intrinsic value at all. You start to realize it's that, as the Matrix would say, there is no spoon. And that really, it comes right down to formulaic principles of prosperity. It's amazing. And what's so awesome is that as you start to master those things, hey, even if you think, even if you have the false belief that, you know, to become prosperous, even financially prosperous, you have to exploit people or you have to get lucky, you know, by winning the lottery or whatever it might be. The truth is, guys, yeah, there's some bad people out there that have been doing stuff like that. But the truth is that those people never experienced freedom. Because if they stole to get their financial gain, the problem is they're always worried and looking over their back that somebody else is going to do the same to them. There is no freedom in that world. If you do this morally, ethically, responsibly, and even legally, not illegally, but legally, you do these things and you do it in a way that, again, focuses on how do I create value for people in a way that they'll exchange money for something of greater value in their, in what they value, right? That is how you truly do it. And you start to do it that way, then you become more prosperous. And you know what? We need more good people like you guys, better people like Ripplers, better people like you that are prosperous. Because for the few people that are out there that are crooks and snakes and people like that, great. They're going to be out there. But when you start to come from a place of good prosperity, and there's a lot of good people have already done it, guys. It hasn't been through evil corporations and politicians and corruptness. There is that for sure. But I'm telling you, there's so many more people that have done great service and value in the world that are doing even greater things now than they did when they made the money in the first place. There's plenty of those people out there. I mean, I see some of my friends that have foundations. I see some of my friends that have actually been doing amazing things to help lift others, even not even just giving them money. In fact, most of them don't give money, which is so cool. In many cases, they just have to lift them up. Sometimes lifting their spirits, sometimes it's lifting them to get better connections, get opportunities and doors open for other people. And I'll tell you, that is the kind of prosperity I've always envisioned. Could you imagine a world where everybody's seeking after other people's self-interest, trying to help give people what they want, and then you get what you want too? It might sound kind of utopian and maybe naive, but the truth is it's there. Guys, I see it. I see that kind of world, and I want you guys to be part of that world too. That's the ripple effect I'm trying to create, and you are living proof of it. And the more prosperous you become, the more you have the ability to impact and create massive change in the world. Because remember, money is just a magnifier of the soul. It just makes you more of who you already are. So if you're a good person, this just allows you to expand that goodness. Hey, if you're a bad person, you're afraid of becoming evil with money, maybe you are that bad person. We all have dual sides. We all have duality, right? But the thing is what do you choose? How do you choose to use that stewardship and that prosperity to increase and grow and keep yourself growing and becoming more and better every day? Guys, that is a ripple effect I want to see. I'm so excited to have you guys as a part of this. I hope this makes a massive benefit in your life and the lives of those around you. That is where we're going, guys. So I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.